Okay. Ha, guess what? I'm back. This is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio Station. And let's see, we have... I have no memory.
That's okay. I'm here too. This is... Oh, wait, how
oh,
loud
sorry.
Am I?
Oh, sorry.
I'm Megan Brady.
She's an angel.
I am an angel.
Yeah, she's so helpful. You have no idea. But she's mine, so don't be asking her for anything.
Yeah, I can't split my brain too terribly much. Anyway, so yeah, you told them what we're listening to.
Yeah.
And what's the name of our show?
It's called... A Stroke of Luck.
You got it.
In case you're wondering why am I stuttering or not remembering things, is because I had a stroke. So there you go.
There you go.
But it's, I think I'm overpowering it. Or I don't know for sure. And our sponsors are Bugwood Bean. I wrote it down somewhere. Or did I not?
I did not. It's the tricky page backwards, frontwards, which way? We don't know.
Yeah,
Bugwood Bean, they're on Main Street. Most people know where to find those guys.
Yeah. And there was another
one. Very, very top list. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, Counting on Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a lot of good stuff on the go, I'll tell you, here in Smithers. There's no comparison. I don't like to put anything down, but I did move to Prince George for 2.5 years. And I couldn't stay there. It's not here. It's not Smithers. And coming home, I was almost in tears for days because I would go to do grocery shopping and someone would open the door for me, hold it open for me. They would ask, "You okay?" They would, everybody here is just so nice. I cannot tell you. It's a special place to live.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never leave again. Mm-hmm. I'm here now. You're going to be listening to me forever. Sorry.
When did you move originally to Smithers?
I think it was my husband and my mother both passed away in the same year, 2002.
Wow.
And they were my support people. And of course, my people that I loved, and I just thought, I can't stay here anymore. I was living in just outside of Vernon, and I just thought, no, I'm gonna move to Smithers because my daughter and her children were living here. I'm gonna go there. But then I decided, my husband and I had lived in Houston for a while because he was working he had a lumber truck. And so we had lived in Houston for quite a while, and I liked it in Houston, and I thought, I'll just move back to Houston. But my daughter lived here in Smithers, and she said, if you don't move to Smithers, it'll be just like you're, I don't know, not here. So, okay, I didn't care. I'll move to Smithers. I did not know how nice Smithers was.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful. I think every single person, people open the door for me. They hold it open. I don't know. I cannot begin to tell you how nice people are. They help carrying stuff. The only worry I have is, do I really look bad?
Yeah, people will perceive you here.
Yeah, you know. But I did have a stroke. So, yeah, things are kind of muddled at times. And I totally appreciate people saying, oh, your car's just right over there. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
they're looking out for you.
Yeah. And everybody here is like family. So, yeah, I'm never going away, so you better get used to me.
Well, I'm glad that the town has stepped up its game and is caring. I moved away and lived in Victoria for 10 years or so, and I lived in Vancouver for 1 year.
Oh, Vancouver.
After being here for 3 years, I moved to Vancouver for 1 year, and I could disappear, which I kind of wanted to do at that time.
Yeah.
But then when I came back here, I had to kind of remember. Like, I would walk through the grocery store with my headphones in and just, like, head down.
Yep,
and
yep.
People would be bending down into my line of sight to be like, hello, Megan, I know you. And I'm like, oh, right, people perceive you here. So, okay, you see me. So it's a good thing, I think. But also, yeah, how do I look today? I don't know.
Well, it's nice to, when I first moved back, people were like, Lorraine, you're back. But I didn't know who they were.
Yeah. And you've told people, and I think it's good to remind listeners, too, that if they see you out in the town, just they can remind you of your name.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that would be
preferred.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Remember, it's Megan. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And
hi, Megan.
Yeah. And I'll definitely, you know, appreciate anything like that. I talk to the children. And the dogs, they're so sweet. I love dogs.
Yeah, we're
I don't really like cats very much, but the only thing I can have in the apartment building I'm in is a cat. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I have a cat. Mm-hmm. But the thing, what is funny is that the doctor had to give me a note, right?
Right.
To say that I needed this cat. And so he wrote on it, I had to peek in it, that she is my emotional support cat.
Yeah.
And I thought, not really. She does irritate the heck out of me at times. I don't know how much she supports my emotions or not. But then she turns around and gets to be very loving. And then I think, okay, fine, I'll keep her. She's a sweetheart.
And it's nice to have an animal in the apartment. Like, I lived without an animal in my place for a few years. And it definitely, it's a quiet, lonesome place sometimes, but you just sharing space is like, oh right, hi, you're here, you know. Okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, well, she likes to come on the couch and watch TV with me, and that's okay, you know. And she has a routine, and she's very how do you say, demanding on that that in the morning.
Stay on schedule.
Yeah. But anyways, that's my life. But I'm back.
Yeah.
And trust me, I'm going to be here forever, so don't even think about my going, period.
Stick around.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, I used to have a program here on CICK,
mm-hmm.
and loved it. And so I'm glad that I'm able to do it, and that I was offered just enough that I can do it, along with an amazing partner here who helps me feel like, well, maybe I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, and we got to be forgiving to ourselves as we heal from our strokes.
Mm.
And yeah, I think that's
very hard to forgive myself right now.
Yeah.
I guess it's still fair new. Yeah. Anyways, we're here. And I asked before setting it up that I wanted a program that would be aimed for, or that would be done for, seniors, because I've listened to the radio, not necessarily just CICK, but other things on the radio, and some of the music is just terrible. Hoy vey. And I think, oh, why can't we go back in time and get some of the music that was so awesome years ago? So that's what we're going to be doing. Guys and dolls, you gotta remember that. Now, I have one thing to say, and then we're going to play music.
Sounds great.
Okay. And it says, as we enter our 70s, 80s, and 90s years old, I'm in my 80s. I plan to live to be 100, by the way. But anyhow, as we enter our 70s, 80s, and 90s, there is a need for people to be recognized for who they are or what they are. Or how they are. It's the most beautiful thing in the world to have somebody come up and say, how are you doing? I want to hug them, you know. It's like, I'm doing okay, I think. Probably they saw me staggering down the hall. But anyways, that's what I wanted to say. And now we're going to play some music.
You betcha. All right, what's the first song called?
Oh, it says As Time Goes By. And it's Joe Stafford. Oh, and what's the other one?
And the Pied Pipers.
Oh, Pied Pipers.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
there
intrigued.
You go.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Yes, the world will always welcome lovers.
That's a nice song. I was remembering my husband and thinking on occasion I could convince him to go to a party or whatever. He didn't dance very good. He just kind of, but he was so sweet. He would hold me close and just sway back and forth. Well, you can't get away. I mean, that doesn't get any better than that. He was very sweet. And I remember dancing with him to some of these songs, and maybe that'll bring back memories for some of you that are listening, I hope. Now, so what are we going to do now?
Oh, well, what else should we do? We could tell people that there's an event coming up.
Oh, that's a good maybe. Plan. That's
you
a good plan.
Do you want to read off this, or should I sort
you
this
do
out?
It. You do
okay.
it.
Okay. So this is put on by the Chamber of Commerce, and it's to celebrate Frozen North Smithers inaugural Support Local Social.
Huh.
So September 6th, which is this Friday,
wow.
From 3:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m., there's free treats from Frozen North Smithers just across the road here. Conditions apply. So obviously it's not like free for all on the menu. They'll probably have like, you can have this scoop of ice cream or something, you know? And it says it's something that you can network and connect with chamber members and other local Frozen North partners. Learn about the values of supporting and enjoying local and delicious treats by local producers and Frozen North partners. And there will be live music as well. And the event is sponsored by the Connecting Consumers and Producers Fund.
Huh.
So that's cool.
I wonder who's going to be doing the music.
I think one of their summer interns, I believe, sings. So
oh,
I
sings.
Think they're going to do some singing. Yeah, I believe okay. So. So yeah, that's just across the road here from CICK yeah. at the Frozen North Truck.
It's 3:30 to 7:30. That's
yeah,
four hours.
It's 4 hours, and it's a whole social. So they're going to be, it's a place where not only chamber members, but chamber members can come connect and then just meet the general public. They'll probably have farmers coming as well. Because
oh.
it's cool. They've got local stuff there. So like Riverside Kitchen, for instance, they make the toffee that goes on top of the ice cream. And so they might come. And yeah. So I think it's just a way to support and probably say adios. I assume they're going to be closing up at some point at the end of the summer because it's just a summer intern program. And then the food truck closes up until they come around the next summer. So maybe it's kind of their final farewell. I don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're open for a while still. I should probably find out. But
yeah. It did say learn about the value of supporting and enjoying local people or however local stores, local anything.
Exactly.
Because I think it would get kind of lonely if nobody ever came or nobody ever said anything.
Yeah, you definitely want people to come by.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I had a question for you. Yep. Speaking of local, did you attend the Fall Fair Parade and or the Fall Fair itself?
I was going to. Notice the past tense.
Yes.
Because when it came time for that, I didn't feel strong enough, I guess you could say, to go and watch the parade. Yeah. And usually I go to the Fall Fair with somebody.
Right.
And my friend was away. The lady that I've used to work with years ago, I've known her for years, she was away and I just didn't want to go by myself.
I get it.
And so I thought, well, that's okay. There'll be another one next year.
Yep.
And I just didn't feel strong enough.
Hey, that's...
Physically strong enough.
That is so important to, like, check in with yourself and understand. And, you know, not be hard on yourself. Just be like, today's just not the day for me. And you're going to take care of yourself and stay home. I think that's perfectly respectable.
Yeah. It's not something that I used to do. I used to go no matter what.
Right, sure. grit and grin and go.
Yeah, but I'm more, I tire easily, and I hate staggering, and people look at me like, oh, yeah, well, how much did you had to drink, you know? Mm. At least that's my feeling, and that's silly. I know, but still, I just as soon, I can stay at home, and I'm sorry I missed it. I was really kind of ready. I even had a...
You had a chair.
I had a folding chair.
You were ready.
In the back of my car, along with an umbrella just in case it was going to rain.
Yeah.
But then I just thought, no, that's okay. I'll stay home this year.
Yeah.
I listened to others, people on the radio and so on, and it sounded like everything was good. And I'm a member of the Women's Institute, and they had a big table and everything. And so it sounds like they did okay as well.
Good.
So that was important too. I just don't attend meetings or anything. Not yet. Pretty soon.
Sure.
Yeah. But anyways, it was super that we do that every year.
Yeah.
I used to be right in the middle of it all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe next year. Watch out, guys.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, CICK, we had all planned to be in the parade ourselves.
Oh, is that
but
right?
But then we ended up pulling out that day.
Oh.
We ended up, we weren't able to do it. We just didn't have it together enough with the person, person power. You know, we just didn't, there was some injuries and it just wasn't in the cards for us after all. But I went down to there was a food truck set up on Main Street over here on the corner. So I went and ended up picking up dinner for myself. And while I was waiting, I got to see, the first half of the parade go by or something. So it felt like a really well attended one.
Yeah, it usually is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've attended a lot of them. Because I lived here for a long time.
Right.
And I just felt kind of guilty, like I was not there for it, to support it and everything.
Sure.
But then I thought, no, it's better if you don't go, because if you go pass out or some darn thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be dramatic. Don't do that.
Oh, that would be horrible. Yeah. Not that I have jeepers, touch wood. Not that's an old-fashioned thing. You touch wood if you're worried about what you're saying. But I just thought, I'm not up for it. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I have to take care of myself, I guess.
That's good. Well, and I think, since my stroke, I went through a time where I couldn't do things in public even.
Yeah.
Like sound was really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Having people have crosstalk or conversation. Like if I'm sitting with someone and they're talking to me, but something else is happening over there, like it was really a lot to take on, and my brain just couldn't process it all. So
yeah,
I think it's nice, and maybe it's given me this new
a look on things.
Yeah, like this sort of, you know, yeah. Actually, I don't have to do everything and I don't have to be fully, like, maybe if I go, I might go, and honestly, I might sit in my chair with my eyes closed because closing my eyes really helped. Or like, I would just put in earplugs once in a while. Like, there's different ways where we can care for ourselves, and it's important to demonstrate that to other people. So,
okay,
good for you for taking care of your needs that day.
Well, I never thought about letting other people know. In a way, because it felt like, you're just old and weak, you know.
Why, I get it together.
I thought, no, well, I know I am aged, but sometimes if you age fruit, tastes better, right? I don't know. I don't know. My mom was awesome right up until her last day. Mm. And my husband was older than me. And he was also, you know, really, he was climbing up on top of our home and fixing things. Mm-hmm. And he was totally involved with stuff. And then he had to go to the hospital. And, yeah, they phoned me. And I thought, oh, okay. But I say we because he had, well, I guess we had a lot of friends. He had a lot of friends as well that were cowboys and rodeo people and mm-hmm. so on. And they got together and did a ceremony for him and took his, because they asked for ashes mm-hmm. and spread the ashes where he used to live.
Wow.
Years ago. I think it was just the other side of Cache Creek or something like mm-hmm. that. And so, yeah, one of my friends went with me and... Yeah, we laid him in a place that he used to own a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was well liked by his friends and stuff. They knew that he was he won prizes and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
In the rodeo and yeah. To come have a competition with him didn't work very well.
Yeah, you were going to lose if you were against him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was his sport? Like, what did he do?
Which he was a cowboy. He like did...
Rope and calves.
He did it all.
Barrel racing.
He was good to the horses.
Yeah.
He wasn't too fond of anybody that thumped on them with a whip or anything around.
Yeah, good.
He didn't like that sort of stuff. And he was actually very gentle with the cows. I was surprised because I thought, cows, oh my God, you shouldn't be walking too close to them. Oh no, he's up there petting them and stuff.
I love that.
So he was very good to the animals. And we had dogs, him and I, two of them. Mm-hmm. And he chose we had pugs. The one I chose was a baby. He was a little guy. He chose the oldest, ugliest pug I'd ever seen. and her name was Max, of all things, for a female.
Well, sure.
But she loved him so much. It was like, honestly, I'm in competition with a pug. But it was okay. She was sweetheart, too.
I love that. You got to give the downtrodden, the, you know, like I like there's some people, animal rescues and stuff that I watch online, and they take the those ugly guys, ugly old guys. They take them in. They love them. They give them the best life. And it's so sweet. I'm so glad that people do that.
Well, yeah, my husband had a, what do you call it? Not a motorcycle. What do you call it? I don't know. It's like a motorcycle.
Sure, a dirt bike or a scooter maybe?
Something like that, okay, where he had a side thing.
Oh, cool.
And he would holler at her, and Max, you want to go for a ride? And she would back up and go, oh, you know, letting them know she wanted to go.
Yeah.
And she was right outside the door, and he'd pick her up and put her in there. That's and they'd awesome. Go off like 900 miles an hour. And I'm thinking, oh,
jeez,
take care.
Careful, everyone.
I don't want both of you dead.
Cute.
Yeah, but she knew she wanted to go with him, and she loved it. She'd sit up, ears flying back.
That's great.
Yeah, my little boy, no way he didn't want
to
go.
No, I'm staying home with mom.
Yeah, he would come to bed with me. He did not. He didn't like the how do you say, the wildlife.
And what was his name?
Oh, him was Sandy. I used to call him Sandy McGandy, the McGandy boy. And he was special. He was my love. And we got him as a wee baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosie was actually kind of like donated to us. A lady came and asked if we would like another pug. And my husband said, what kind of, how old, you know, that sort of thing. And so she produced him and dropped him off, and it was, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, you said yes, take it.
She was moving in, but she was very strict with the little guy. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to eat in front of her. He was scared of her.
So, oh, I remember you saying you'd take one into the room.
Yeah, I take her into the bedroom and close the door, him and I, and so that he can eat in peace. Because otherwise she would make out like, I'll eat mine and then I'll eat yours too. So, yeah. Fun. Dogs are interesting. Cats, I don't know. This little one I have now, she's interesting. She desperately wants to get outside. Mm-hmm. To get at the birds and stuff.
Yeah. And I'm glad you feed the birds like that. I think that's such a great, I started doing that with mine.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the cat. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to give her enrichment. So I'll feed the birds. Yeah. And I did it until, I like, honestly, I don't know enough about feeding the birds, like times when you should, when you shouldn't. But like a bear came and actually had eaten my fat feeder. So it was on the ground and I looked and had two big bite marks either side of it. And then other people had been posting about like, oh, there's a black bear. And this was last year. Maybe at the, I don't even know when it was, to be honest, but I was like, okay, so I guess I need to pay better attention to when I'm feeding the birds the fat, because the bears wanted it. So I'll wait for the bears to go to bed.
Do they go away? Because, you know, they did come and do the same thing, what you're saying.
Yeah, okay.
Because I had two bird feeders with, you know, bird feeds.
Yeah, like the seeds.
Yeah, and stuff in there. And they were both totally empty and upside down. And I thought, what happened?
Exactly. That's it. Bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I always checked out the window and stuff, but they came at night, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't. I think the reason that I even found mine was because the bear had gotten into somebody's garbage and it was shredded all over the front yard and all over the backyard. And I was just like, oh, what a mess.
Oh,
I can
gosh.
See why they say to secure your cans.
Yeah.
I imagine at some point here, the bears will start digging around and getting ready for, I won't say the dreaded winter word, but getting ready for that. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the crows now that are so bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they'll shred a bag too.
There are a ton of them that have come over there to have supper or lunch or whatever it is, breakfast. There's a bunch of them, and it's like, go away.
Yeah.
But no, they need to eat too, so it's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Should we play another song?
Oh, yeah, sure. What do we got here? The second one, Fly Me to the Moon.
Number five.
Huh. And I think it's, I don't know. No, that's not. I don't have the name.
I wrote down, I've got the name here. So let me just make sure that I get it all queued up here. So this one's Fly Me to the Moon. And it is by, I'll find it here eventually. Come on now. Cue. Okay, that feels promising. Okay, it is by Margaret Whiting.
Oh.
Margaret Whiting. Fly Me to the Moon. Let's have a listen.
Hmm. That should be fun.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Mm-hmm. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
There we go. And just a reminder, you're listening to a program called A Stroke of Luck. And this is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio Station. And me, I'm Lorraine. That's me. And Megan is here.
And I'm here.
Yeah, and she is amazing. She's mine, by the way. So don't even think taking her away. I really need her.
So far, you're the only guy that I've been co-hosting.
Oh, man. Gosh, yes. No, it's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, okay, so where are we now? What's the
time? We could thank another sponsor. Oh. We're about halfway through the show. So who else? Well, I don't know. Maybe let's just work our way down here. What was the one after that? Oh, BV Concert Association.
Yeah, they are sponsors.
They are.
And I think that's necessary for a concert association.
And they're great. I'm just going to pull up. They've got some events coming up that they just posted. So if I can find it here, I will.
Gosh, you use your cell phone. My cell phone? Nah.
No, just to maybe make a phone call or answer one?
Well, if that, it just rings and I go to see who's there and everything and there's nobody there.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what's wrong with the darn thing.
Okay, I found it. Okay. So the Concert Association is one of our sponsors. So thank you to them for supporting community radio.
Yeah.
And they've just put out their season of concerts because they play kind of through the fall into the spring.
Okay.
And so their season starts with the Jeremy Ledbetter Trio, and that's October 1st at 7:30 p.m. And I believe it's at the Della Herman. And what can I say here? It says pushing the boundaries of jazz and world music.
Oh, wow.
And so that's
I've never really liked jazz.
Yeah, you know, jazz is a very specific. It's okay. I like it background. I like some background jazz. Maybe over dinner. I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, no, I was never, for me it was, what would you call it, cowboy music?
Yeah, country.
Country, that's the word.
Country, yeah. Roots.
Yeah,
country.
It was always, that was my favorite.
Okay.
You know, and you'll find, well, of course, when I like all this old-time music, I find it hard to listen to the new stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it, because I'll start kind of dancing a little bit and it changes and I'm thinking, hey, wait a minute, I'm not done.
Yeah.
There doesn't seem to be a beat.
Yeah, or it's a different kind of beat. Like, I don't know, did you ever do specific kinds of dancing? Like a waltz. I know how to waltz. At least I know the, you know, one, but like I know the steps.
Yeah.
But did you ever do any very specific kinds of dancing?
Well, I jive.
You jived? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that was awesome. I loved doing that.
That's amazing.
You know, and waltzing was nice. It was nice to be, you know, especially with my husband. It was nice to be held and moved about a bit and so on. But jiving, yeah. And I can't think of any other.
That's pretty major. That's pretty cool. I was lucky. So I went to school in Hazleton to high school.
Yeah.
And we got this teacher came from Ontario.
Oh, whoa.
And I think he only worked with us for a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years. But his name was Patrick Delaney and he decided to also teach jive.
Oy.
So we had a jive group, I guess, that got together. There was maybe 3 or 4 couples, well, not even like couples, but like pairs. And I don't know, he taught us some of the main steps. And I think we performed in front of the school once, probably to all of our horrors. But but it was a pretty cool, like a very neat. And I like watching these videos nowadays showing people doing it.
Oh.
And that they just like, they're not practiced. They don't know the dance together, but they just, they know how
they
to
groove.
Communicate with it. Yeah, and they groove and they do some wild moves. It's very cool.
Huh. Well, I went to school, Catholic school, taught by nuns.
Right.
And actually, not to put them down or anything, but to say a nun is actually quite a good title, because there certainly was nothing, none going on in the sense
dancing
that
dancing like that wasn't encouraged.
No.
Fraternizing?
Especially not jiving or anything. And the music. No. Yeah. They made us take it off right away because some of us snuck it in, you know?
Yeah, sure.
On a record player or whatever. And then the nun would come in and the sister would stand there at the door with her arms crossed, so we knew we were in trouble. Oh, well. That's a long time ago. Because
yeah.
I lived right across the street from the school.
Okay.
Yeah, so they knew me well.
Yeah,
I mean,
short walk there.
Yeah,
good.
I'd be out on the porch dancing away, and I'd look over, and there'd be a nun out there with her arms crossed looking over, and I'm thinking, oh, oops, oops. But, yeah, I mean, it was good teaching, because, I mean, they really taught you how to add, subtract, multiply, whatever, you know, all of that stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah, it was okay. It was okay.
That's okay. Well, should we play another song?
Yeah, what do we got now? Till We Meet Again, I think,
Let's
is the
see.
Next one.
Yeah, Till We Meet Again. And this one is also by Margaret Whiting.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go. Did you want a different one or is that
No,
okay?
I think that's great. Now okay. we'll actually be familiar with her...
sound.
With her sound now. Okay, let me just try to find it here. We are gonna go... Did I do it? I did it. All righty, here we go. No, we don't. We're not
Uh-oh.
There at all. Here, you tell them what's it called again while I struggle.
Till We Meet Again by Margaret Whiting, and it's kind of it's kind of like a personal thing for me in the sense that because I had moved away for a while and now I come back and we're meeting again, and it's really super. It's nice to see people that I used to know before. And that they actually have seen the look on my face, so they make sure they identify themselves, because my memory is gone right now. So
All
you
right.
have you found it?
I think so. Let's give it a try here.
Okay.
Till we
Oh, that's a nice one. And just in case you forgot where you are, you're listening to CRCK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And this program is called A Stroke of Luck. And I think you're awfully lucky to be able to hear us. There, how's that sound?
That sounds great. They are lucky.
And I'm your host, Lorraine. And I think a lot of people, well, some people know me. Let's put it that way, some. I was involved with a lot of things when I lived here before I moved away. And I do apologize ahead of time. If I'm uptown, sorry, excuse me, I'm coughing. But if I'm uptown and somebody says, Lorraine, how are you doing? I might not remember who you are. But it's not because I don't want to. Mm-hmm. It's just this stroke takes away any memory of anything.
Yeah.
And so know that I'm just happy to see you, and I'm happy to know that you know my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking of my mom. My mom was very French,
mm-hmm.
and my name was Lorena. And if I was in deep trouble, boy, when that rang out, oi! It wasn't a love name. It was a, you're in big trouble. But anyways, yeah. But I've been studying to get my French back, because over the years I've forgotten.
Je parle un peu de français aussi.
Un petit peu?
Oui.
Ah, well, there you go. I'm beginning to remember some.
Nice.
And like I say, I have a program now, so I'll follow that. Nice. And hopefully, you know, bring back some of it. The only unfortunate thing with, you know, a program.
Sure.
It's not the same as talking with somebody like a member.
Yeah, like conversational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a member of the family, because they would. Like, my mom would be on the phone with her sister, and it was French, but it was sort of more their slang, or how
yeah,
they say
sure,
it, the
yeah.
way they say things
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, slang would be, instead of, like, the formal.
Yeah.
And when you're learning, too, it's very disjointed,
yeah.
so you're, like, learning the words.
That's right.
But then how do you put it into a conversation, and then how do you actually speak together? Yeah.
Yeah, because you use words that maybe are not formal,
right?
You know, they're loving and like my mame, my grandma, that's my mom's mom, and so on. You know, my tante, my mom's sister.
Yeah,
you know, all of that, and it's gradually coming back to me. I have a program on, and you know me, I cannot remember. It's a little tiny computer kind of thing,
like an iPad, maybe. Or a laptop.
Maybe it's a bit of a laptop.
Sure. Does it like fold closed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Laptop.
And I put a DVD in there,
yes.
or a disc in there.
Sure.
Okay. I'm practicing. I want to get it back. I can talk to the cat, I guess.
Yeah, you can talk to the cat. Well, here, you and I can practice once in a while. I went to French immersion for 11 years. So
oh, my goodness.
I was, like, you know, I learned my social studies and all that. Like, it was all, like, math was all in French, which was
Whoa.
Pretty intense.
Big time.
And my parents can understand a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom was pretty helpful for sure. But, like, it's not like our family spoke French or anything, so
oh.
it was, yeah, it was a, you know, how do you get help with your homework when you're struggling? And
oh.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm very blessed that I was able to go to French immersion.
Mm-hmm.
And I, once in a while, I'll try to say a little bit in French, and then I'm like, wait, what's the word for spoon? And like, I get
yeah.
stuck on something, and I'm like, okay, it's cuillère. Okay.
And I don't remember any of those, you see, because
yeah.
it's been so long.
Yeah.
I had to learn to talk English because
right.
I was in Millardville. I don't know if anybody knows, it's right next to New Westminster,
right.
down south, right close to Vancouver. And I went to a French-speaking school for grade one. So when we moved into New Westminster, I had to learn how to talk English.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hard to a certain degree.
Oh, sure.
You know?
It would be.
But and then to turn around when you go visit relatives and they're all talking French,
mm-hmm.
Mom, because my dad's brothers and stuff, they lived away.
So was it like Quebecois French or Parisian French?
I don't know. I think it was just regular Malargo
French. Regular
French,
local French.
I don't think it was very fancy.
Yeah.
My mom used her hands a lot. She mm-hmm. was on the phone going, no, comme ça. And she was making the sign of how tall it was.
Right.
And I said, Mom, she can't see you. You're on the phone.
Il ne pas. No, yeah, no, it's a struggle.
It's like you don't see it.
Yeah,
that's what you were going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You cannot see.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different. And I mean, I have cousins and stuff still. But my mom and my aunt and all those people, they have all passed away, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have cousins and that I can. But it's, again, it's not France,
mm-hmm.
French.
Right.
It's local French.
Yeah, it'd be Canadian French.
Yeah,
French, Canadian.
That's a good way to do it.
That's the way to say it.
Yeah, Canadian.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But I mean, I still remember a few things like merci beaucoup and so on.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, I remember some of those
bonjour,
things.
Bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour.
Au revoir.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien. Look at us go.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah. So there you go. Hey, we might have
bilingual
a French program.
Bilingual show.
Yeah. We might have a French program on the go here. Phone in and say you like that.
j'aime beaucoup.
Yeah. Just we'd be fine with that because it's a learning experience for me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember they'd play us like, you know, once in a while they'd wheel in the TV in class and you'd get to watch something.
Oh.
But honestly, it was really hard to understand because it would be like real thick. Thick accents, really like a lot of slang, let's say. And you're just sort of like, you'd pick out every other couple few words. You'd be like, I think I understand. So I did a lot of like, what is happening?
Yeah. My husband went to work one time. He was in Northern Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
And we stopped at a restaurant. And the waitress would only speak to us in French.
Oh. Okay.
And I got my back up and thought, I'm not ordering anything unless you speak English to me.
Oh, no.
You know, I got my, and I shouldn't have been like that because I mean, French, yeah, that's my heritage. But I just thought, no, you're in a public place. You speak English.
Mm.
And so I wasn't very happy with her. She wasn't about to speak English. I'm sure she could have.
You guys were at a stalemate.
Yeah. So my husband stepped in. He wanted to eat.
He just points at something on the menu. I'll have this.
Yeah, he wanted to eat. But I found that surprising. It was Northern Ontario.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she knew English or not. I don't know. Because mm-hmm. all she did was speak to us in French. That's all she would do.
Yeah, I remember I went to Montreal. I've only been once in my life, but I was nervous because I was kind of under the impression that everybody is only going to speak French to you and like figure it out if you can't. And I was nervous, like, what if I don't remember how to say things or I sound stupid?
How do I starve to death?
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do? But I ended up going into this little antique shop and the only person I spoke to, she spoke a little bit of English to me. And then because she kind of struggled with her English, she was like, speak French. So then I felt actually more confident speaking my broken French to her.
Yeah.
And it was nice. We had just a very minor back and forth. And I was like, okay, I'm okay. And I had a great experience there. It was fine. But I was definitely nervous. Like, well, what if I'm stuck and alone?
And how do I ask for the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, what is, how do you ask for
Le
the bathroom?
Salle de bain.
There it is. Salle de bain. I remember we would say like, you know, est-ce que je peux, and like whatever it would be like. But the wording that we would use. Our teacher would be like, well, you can, but because we would be asking it wrong, you know, like, can I use the bathroom instead of like, may I use the washroom?
Oh, I see.
The way that we said it mattered, and they would be like, I don't know, can you? And it's like, oh, that's not okay. And then we'd have to rephrase.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Huh. Anyway, French, that's fun. Well, hey, bring your lesson sometime. We'll work through some of the words together.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any. I would imagine there are some French-speaking people. Well, there's a
school there's
definitely,
here, isn't there? There's a whole school. They're going to be building a whole new school here. And some of my friends, their kid goes to the existing little French school. And they're going to be building a new one over at Chandler Park, where the soccer field is. That's where a new French school is going.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, there's a big community.
Would they help people like me.
Help me learn.
Or help me relearn, you know?
Yeah, they might. I mean, hey, they could have some sort of thing where it's like, instead of adults reading to kids, they should have like kids reading to adults. Yeah. Front, like, you kids help us.
Yeah, I think that would be a good program.
Yeah, it could be
unless
cute.
You're listening, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Come teach us how.
Yeah.
Well, should we play some more songs? We've got, there's about 10 minutes left, so we could even play a couple songs if you'd like.
Yeah, I think so. What do we got here?
I think the next one's number 11.
Over the Rainbow.
You got it. Well, yeah, let's see if I can get even.
Or we could even try Wrap Your Troubles and Dreams. I don't know. Maybe that'll be the next one after that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what I can even get. So if I, well, here, you get to pick. Which one would you like out of all of those?
Is this going to be the last one?
Well, we could play two.
Okay.
And we might even be able to play three. So let's start with two.
Well, let's do the one you were going to do.
Okay, number 11. Bear with me. So this is Over the Rainbow, and it's by
a group.
Yeah, it is done by a group. You wrote it down because it's Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers with Paul Weston and his orchestra.
Good heavens.
Good heavens.
Maybe you should sit down to listen to this.
Yeah. And then following that, I think we'll just go right into the next one, which would be, what's that, number 15? Do you want to read that
Wrap
title?
Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
Mm. Yeah, and that's by Frankie Lane. So we're going to play these two songs.
Oh, there you go. Okay, guys.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me somewhere. Peeps through. There's only one thing you can do.
Wrap all your troubles in dreams and dream all your troubles away. Your castle's crumbled, it's fair. After all, life is really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine will follow the rain. So wrap all your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. When skies are cloudy and gray, they are only gray for a day. So wrap all your troubles in dreams, my friends, and dream your troubles away. Till that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing you can do. Wrap all your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. Your castle's crumble, it's fair. After all, life is really funny that way. But there's no use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine will always follow the rain. So wrap all your troubles in dreams, my friends, and dream all your troubles away.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I was just thinking, you know, just a suggestion, but just when some of this music comes on, most of it is very danceable. You can waltz and grab your partner.
Pick up your cat.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
She might not like that.
She's gained a lot of weight, so she's heavy. I don't know if she'd like, but I could sit with her and pet her and hold her close, and she likes that.
Yeah.
But she's not too keen about me picking her up.
That's respectable.
And she has claws. I'm not too sure about aggravating her. She's now the boss of me.
It's cute. I went to a friend's house just to borrow something, and I went into her house, and she's like, you know, the cat can go in and out, whatever. And he was purring and rubbing up against me, and I pet him a little, and he followed me into the other room. And I was like, I don't know if he's a holding cat or not a holding cat. And I was like, I'm going to risk it. And I picked him up slowly. I was going to read his body language. And he was the sweetest. He melted into me. He rubbed his slobber all over my glasses. And I was like, okay, I chose correctly.
Yeah.
This is a holding cat.
Oh, she won't do. She doesn't like that at all. She's quite, of course, I don't pick her up very often because, you know, I do sit with her instead. Mm-hmm. And she likes me. I don't know if that's any kind of thing gone to go. But anyway, she likes to lay on her back and let me rub her tummy.
That is major. That says a lot. Cat body language, she trusts you.
Ah, well, yeah. She better because...
She better. You feed her.
Ah, feed her. Yeah, and I adopted her, so she's mine now.
Yeah, you betcha. I was referring to my cat when I first had her. For almost the first year, I called her, like, my roommate.
Oh, yeah?
Because, like, we kind of cohabitated, but we weren't super. And I remember the first few times she came like near me or on my lap, and I mean, now she's just my sweet girl, and we've been living together for 3 years. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah.
Good.
I've only had her for about a year. I think.
Oh yeah, well heck, who knows where you guys will end up?
Yeah.
Snuggling.
Yeah.
Well, we are very close to the end of our show. Yeah, so we could say one final farewell and send people, let them know what they were listening to or whatever here.
Sure. Like I said at the beginning, you did get to listen to, and it's a stroke of luck, listening to A Stroke of Luck. And we try to find music that is from long ago, when I was young, let's put it that way. And this is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. We're very fortunate to have a community radio station. Yeah, very. And I'm your host, Lorraine, and we've also got Megan here, who is our host as well.
Yeah, I'd say I help out, run the board.
Oh, yeah, she does. She's got a good head on her shoulders. I just have to look a little bit frantic, and she's ready to set it up.
And then you did a real good job covering for me when I flailed a little bit ago. Oh. So thank you so much, Lorraine.
Mm, yep.
And we'll see. Well, they'll hear us. 2 weeks from now.
Two weeks from now.
All right. Have a good time, everybody.
Yeah. Take care.